No, I think I'm making a treat myself day out of Dune 2, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Well, the IMAX theater here in Huntsville, I'm going to sound spoiled. It's like an older theater. It doesn't have like cool seats or like stadium seating. It's just like an old theater. It's just like a standard IMAX thing. And it sucks. The theater is just trash. I went there to go see a movie one time. And it's one of those. Hey, everybody. Episode 208, the Being Cool Podcast. Warm, concise, not really. Night Riders, Bogan Boys, Wine People. Get in here with us. My name is Patrick. I'm a guy on the show.
My name is Nick. I'm a guy on the show as well. Tristan.
Hold on, I'm here. I'm Tristan. I'm here too.
Okay. So what I was saying is like the theater, the IMAX theater in Huntsville is just absolute trash. So I'm going to try to go see it. Wait, I think I could. Holy shit, I can go see it tomorrow.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah, I might go see it tomorrow. It's a preview showing.
When is it officially released?
Next week.
But they're doing preview showings as early as Sunday?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I don't think there's anything weird about seeing it on your own.
No.
It's called IMAX, not WeMax.
Put it in the chat. That's a potential name.
You're going to go see them Spice Girls.
Well, so here's what I'm thinking, and hear me out. So I'm going to go to Birmingham on, I believe, Thursday for a show at night, and I might try to go see it.
Who playing?
These are bands with real terrible names. There's this band called I don't want to say it because I don't want to shit. I don't want to dunk on them too hard. But I'll fucking say it. It's this band called Psycho Frame. Worst,
Psycho Frame.
Horrible. It's a fake band. It sounds like the band that would be in a metal, like in a movie.
Like, oh, it's like fun, goofy stuff?
No, they're like a death metal band. They're like a death metal, technical death metal band with the name Psycho Frame. And if you look at the logo, you're like, oh, it's pretty sick. But then if you hear the name, you're like, what are you guys, like 11? What are you guys, like a bunch of 11-year-olds? Like, what are you doing? Fuck it. I'm going to buy a ticket to go see it tomorrow night. I'm going to treat myself. I'm off on Monday. I'm taking Monday off. I'm going to go see boys. I'm making a decision. I'm going to go see Dune tomorrow. But what I was going to do is go see it in Birmingham during the afternoon and then that night go to the show. Because I know the theater in Birmingham is much nicer. But I don't
want to wait.
Birmingham's awesome. I love
Birmingham.
I remember... I had all these weird memories of playing Birmingham. And then when I moved here, I realized, I'm like, oh no, those were Huntsville shows. Those were places I played in Huntsville.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty excited. Thank you, Tristan. Doesn't sound sarcastic at all.
Well, it wasn't.
Ah, someone took my scheme. Someone booked a seat in between the two handicap seats.
Ah,
damn it.
That son of a bitch.
That's my game. That's what I do.
Now you're going to have to sit next to a person that, well, you could have sat next to a handicapped person anyway, yes. Handicapped people are people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Technically, that's true.
I don't think anybody's disputing that, Tristan.
A lot of times, those seats remain empty.
Absolutely, they do. And they get occupied...
Technically, that's true. They are people.
They get occupied by your boy. Your boy buys handicapped. Your boy... Hey, guys, can I say something fucked up?
Say it.
I bought a handicap seat before. When I had my leg brace on, I bought a handicap seat. I wasn't supposed to climb stairs.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
If you're not parking in the spot, you bought a seat.
No, I don't have the I didn't get. They wanted to give me a sticker, and I was just kind of like, I'll never give it back. I'll never not use it.
I don't think that's messed up.
How, trying to look at this, like, it's IMAX, so would a little bit to the right be a big deal, do you guys think?
To the left.
Like, from the center to a little bit to the right?
Still in the center row, a little bit to the right.
No. Hey, remember that Seinfeld episode?
Not at all. I don't think that would matter.
Sweet.
Do you remember it? Do you remember that? Where Kramer's trying to find the perfect spot with the acoustics, and he keeps going.
Oh, Joe's so pumped. What's he doing tomorrow night?
That's awesome, man.
So why are you taking off on Monday?
I've stopped accumulating time off from work until I start taking days off. So I got a weird email that was like, hey, you need to like not work for a couple days. Can you please book some vacation time or take some time off?
Were they like, get home? Hey, Sigma male, relax.
It's like,
get off your grind. Go see a worm.
It's like, I just don't like, why take? It's tough for me to take like an entire day or like a sick day, like if I work from home.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the fucking point? Yeah. Like, I only really take those days off if like I'm gonna be traveling. Oh, dude, I'm so pumped. I'm gonna see Dune 2 tomorrow night.
I hope it's everything you want it to be.
I have no, my thing with this is like, I have no expectations. My expectations with Dune, I take that back, are kind of like what they are with Batman and Star Wars. Do a Dune thing. Do a Dune thing. Show me a worm. Talk about spice and water discipline.
Yeah, show me a worm. Let me see them spice girls.
That's what the Fremen call their women, spice girls.
So you could see like the 1970s one and not be disappointed at all?
No, because it's a time, because okay, so that movie, the 1975 Dune is interesting because before that movie was made, there was are you guys familiar with Jodorowsky? I know I'm saying that wrong. The guy who directed The Mountain and a bunch of like kind of essentially art films.
Oh.
Holy Mountain.
Holy Mountain?
Holy Mountain, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He was on deck to make a Dune movie. And
ooh.
And it like there's a documentary about all the work that went into him making it, and it sounds like the most insane thing.
He started making it?
No, he was in talks to do it. They had artists signed on. Like it was, there's a documentary about it. I'll send you guys a link to it. The documentary, even if you're not a fan of like Dune, just from like watching an artist just be given free reign to be like, I'm gonna make this. And he's like, well, have you ever read it? I'm familiar.
You haven't seen Holy Mountain, Tristan?
No.
Ugh.
It's something.
You're good.
Yeah. I think you should see it. But like, just go in knowing that like, this is where like art film started.
I was high and it terrified me.
Just know that it's one of those movies that like people who love craft beer are going to be like, it's my favorite movie. And you're like, you fucking suck my dick. No, it's not.
Yeah, I watched it. Cole and I watched it. So and I was good. Very high and I was very scared.
So it's not a narrative. Not a narrative experience is what you're saying.
No, there's a
narrative.
Yeah.
Is there?
Okay. It's that you're going to be scared if you're high.
What was so funny about that experience is the next day Cole came into the
alchemy work. And Jesus.
Cole came into the shop and is like, "You talking to Nick today?" And I was like, "No, why?" And he goes, "You should probably talk to Nick."
Don't.
Yeah. And I was like, "What happened?" And he's just like, Nick came over last night and we watched Holy Mountain. I was like, oh no.
We got high and watched Jesus get his butthole washed.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a movie with a narrative. It sounds like it's
talking about it. Jesus is in it.
No, there's a narrative.
It sounds like something like Begotten or something.
No, it's nothing like that. It's not a movie that's a movie. That's just a movie because someone said that it was, and it's not just a bunch of shit spliced together. Dude, I'm gonna see Dune tomorrow night. I'm so pumped.
I've never seen you so happy.
That's not true.
It might be.
No. That hurts. That hurts my feelings.
I'm racking my brain. I don't have the best memory, but
oh man.
Are you sure?
Am I sure that I have the best memory?
How would you know?
How could you tell? Is your hog on drugs?
You would have no way of knowing.
Is my hog on drugs?
Yeah, do you watch Squidbillies?
No.
They do an episode where like Early does like a an infomercial because all the hogs are on drugs. And he's like, is your hog on drugs? How would you know? How could you tell?
I've heard that line before.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you guys, I did something this week that I've realized is my favorite thing, and I may never get the chance to do it again. I got to yell at millionaires today, this week.
Oh, really?
I got to yell at actual millionaires. In there,
yell at them
on the computer in a business meeting. Do you want to know what I yelled?
You use your big boy voice.
I did. I yelled, "Italian food is a scam."
But can I ask what prompted?
So they're scheduling like a business quarterly, whatever the hell it is, in my area in Huntsville, because there's a bunch of people who work for the company there. And so they had important people like your boy. For those of you listening at home, I'm pointing to myself, was on the call, and they were thinking about like places to meet in Huntsville, and somebody mentioned this Italian restaurant, and I didn't know who had said it, and I just yelled, "Italian food's a fucking scam!" Like, so I was in the other room, and it's just on my headphones. And like I came back and it was like not a CEO, but like a person above a CEO, like a board member who like owns a company that owns the company. And I realized that I was just in for it. And the guy was like, who thinks Italian food's a scam? And someone who works with me was like, I think Patrick said it, trying to like out.
Obviously, Patrick said
it. Yeah, I think Patrick said it. And I was just like, yeah, it's a fucking scam. And the guy's like, how is Italian food a scam? And I was like, because you eat it by candlelight and it's the same four fucking ingredients in everything. People are like, oh, this is elegant. However, if I recommended a Mexican restaurant, everybody would shit on me for being classless. I was like, what is the difference between three different types of sauces and eight different types of noodles and three different types of meat and eight different types of vessels? What's the fucking difference? It's a scam. Italian food is a scam. Oh, and then I just kept going like, garlic bread's just the fucking chips and salsa of the Mediterranean. Stop acting like it's fancy. It's hogwash.
Did you kill?
What?
Did you kill?
Crushed. And the guy was like, so I guess
what? Did that guy give you all his money?
No, but nobody was mad. Everybody kind of thought it was funny. And then a few people.
Millionaires are also regular people with senses of humor.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. There's a few people I know who aren't, who I work with, who don't have senses of humor. But luckily they were all like, they all got it. And then they were like, so we're either going to go to somebody listed like a bunch of fancy Italian restaurants. And then somebody like posted, so we're not going to Taco Bell. And I thought that was very funny. Yeah, I've never felt so good about myself as, getting to yell at millionaires about how what they said was stupid.
See, I thought you were going to be like something anarchic or something.
What do you mean?
Like
anarchy,
eat the rich or eat my butt. Or
you think that someone said, how about Italian? And I would yell, how about eat my butt?
That's more or less what you did say.
No, I didn't.
Subtext. Yeah. Because you shit all over the idea.
I did shit all over the idea. Like, I shit hard. Like, I had to rein myself in.
You went hard in the paint?
I went hard in the paint. I went hard in the marinara. I went ham. Hard-ass marinara.
Well, good job.
In all seriousness, I do think Italian food's a fucking scam.
I mean, in that they're able to charge more for it because
yeah.
I feel,
I mean,
like
noodles,
you're using
noodles
the
are
term
pretty much free,
like, scam loosely, but
I think Olive Garden's a scam.
Noodles cost nothing to make.
Yeah.
They are basically free.
It's literally eggs and flour.
So you're paying for fancy sauce?
And, is it fancy? Because I guarantee there's just jugs of it back there.
There were invisible quotation marks on that.
I know for a fact that everything at Olive Garden comes in a bag, and that's why I think it's insane the prices they charge.
You need your food in a box.
I want you to, if you're going to charge me $30 for two plates, I would prefer you at least stirred the stuff yourself instead of ooping it out of a bag into a pot and then just being like,
hey,
here's yours.
They boil the bag first of all.
You're right. So now I'm just getting microplastics in my food.
Oh, you're getting that anyway.
Yeah, you're right. We live on planet Earth, don't we?
We're long past that.
So that's what I did this week. And then I had to take a day. I had to lay face down because I had two panic attacks on Thursday. But other than that.
What caused that?
Oh.
Panic.
I mean, yeah. It's like you're not even listening.
Oh, it was in the name.
Just general existence.
Oh.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
But with like none of the cool stuff that comes with it, like getting stuff.
A sports car?
What are you talking about? I did buy a new car.
Oh, did you?
I did.
You got a sports car?
Yeah, I got a Kia Soul. I'm a Soul brother.
That's not a sports car.
How long ago was that?
A couple months, right before you got yours.
Oh.
Probably like, I think a week before you got your new car, which is actually a sports car. I got my car, which is sporty for me.
You got to get a sports car for your fast times in your fast car with your hot guy babes.
I gotta pick up more hunks.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude.
Well, these like Kyle Mooney sketch.
These strong guys.
Before he was on SNL. What is he like? Strong guys or something?
Oh, yeah. Look at Buggers. I'll be right there. that what voice is that? Like that?
I don't know, man. I love that character.
It's like halfway between a deaf kid and a baby.
Oh, it's such a funny, weird character.
Why are you here? Then he like leans in to kiss him.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Okay?
I'm not gay. You know that. You know that about me.
You know I'm not gay. Ooh. All right. So the first time I saw Five Nights at Freddy's, the first time I saw the characters and, you know, just like read an article about it's a game that people like. Something about it, I can't put my finger on it, gave me, gave me Christian vibes. Did you guys get that?
Get Christian vibes from Five Nights at
Freddy's? Yeah, I thought like, oh, this might be like a Christian horror game or something. Like when I just first kind of saw the pictures. No?
No, but okay. I mean, Scott Coughlin is a big Christian.
I totally did. I got Christian vibes from it. And I thought, and then like, I learned more about it and I was like, ah, this story's too dark. Like this wasn't made by a Christian. Tressa said that it totally gave her Christian vibes. I watched a video essay about him and he's a huge Christian.
Is it not?
The fuck?
Is it like a Hill House? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys go on.
Five Nights at Freddy's? You asking what Five Nights at Freddy's is?
I mean, I know it's a game. I don't know dick about it. I know they made Nicolas Cage made a movie kind of like that got shit for being pretty much that.
It's a movie about an old Chuck E. Cheese restaurant is stocked full of animatronics that come to life that are haunted by the ghosts of children that have been killed in the restaurant.
Yeah.
There is a hilarious Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode about a Chuck E. Cheese spinoff that might be like their best episode they've ever put out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just it's one of those where it's just kind of like, this has no business being as meta and aware. And also just ripping into that kind of like cancel culture. They find a way to take on cancel culture through an episode where they pretty much try to revive a Chuck E. Cheese from their childhood that's gone woke.
What if they got canceled because of it?
It'd be perfect. I honestly, the only thing I know about Five Nights at Freddy's is that it's a video game and that it's also a movie, but having you guys describe it, is it supposed to be like a hell house, like a haunted house, like the Christian hell houses that they do?
No, it was a good idea. In the first game, you play a security guard who got a third shift job and you start
third shift.
It's a really simple indie game, but you have to like look out for him. I don't even know the goal, but you like operate the cameras and stuff. But apparently, like the guy that created them, I don't know, they're like automatons, and he made a suit that he got inside of, and it like crushed him to death, and he was a serial killer or some shit. I don't know. But something about the aesthetic gave me Christian shit, and I don't know why, but I was fucking right. And that's weird.
Go on. Yeah, I'm interested now.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't. Not normally, I can tell you.
There's really nothing Christian about it.
I know.
Whatever, and, dude, all things you do through Christ.
That's true. Which is why no true Christian has ever been martyred.
Nope.
Because if they were a real Christian, they could have moved the mountains.
Do you guys think I'm going to be able to get that Dune popcorn bucket?
No, Nick, you're thinking of Superman.
Hmm?
Hey, you shut up. I got in a huge argument about Emily, and she kept talking about how Superman's an allegory for Christ, and I started screaming at her how wrong.
Everything is an allegory for Christ.
It's not. It's a power fantasy of a Jewish kid. That's what it is. It's not an allegory for Christ. It is a straight up power fantasy of a Jewish kid.
I mean, literally.
Now you could say that Jesus is a power fantasy of a Jewish kid. Now I'll let you have that.
That's true.
I will not bend the knee to the idea that Superman is a Christian allegory.
No, if anything, he was made as American propaganda, but like to be the all American man, the Superman, because he was
the Ubermensch.
Yeah, shut up.
That don't sound like American to me. But
go ahead, Tristan. I'm sorry.
No, that was, I mean, that's, I don't really think of that as an allegory for Christ. Now that I'm sure that some people have taken stories in that direction that have made him into an allegory for Christ. But
I
like
mean,
the
I
character,
think,
the character itself, I don't think was made.
Is it All-Star Superman, the Grant Morrison one does? Talks about how like Superman's aware that he's going to die. That he's going to die, so he starts to be like a protector of sorts. And I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know if it's that story specifically, but yeah, there are multiple Superman stories that are just kind of like, why are you only in America? And like that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. It's the monomyth, man. Like, you can say anything is an allegory of Christ.
Well, Christ, the story of Jesus in itself is just the Joseph Campbell hero's journey thing, right?
Yeah, so... Tell me I'm wrong.
I won't, but I will say that
there's one story. Jesus is fake. Tristan, back me up.
No, there's three stories.
What?
Man versus self, man versus man versus environment.
I mean, according to Joseph Campbell.
Oh.
Joey Cams.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I was. I watched like a 5-hour documentary on Joseph Campbell. But it was, I'd already heard the story. It was the same story.
That's okay, man. That's very funny. That's very funny. I'm getting ready to watch a 4-hour Ken Burns documentary on Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
That's thrilling.
American Buffalo? Just...
Yeah. And how there used to be
a lot of them.
Millions.
And now there's like not so much.
And now we decimated an animal in hopes of crushing the spirits of an entire civilization of people. That was the
fucking
plan.
Dark.
We couldn't win at war. We couldn't win at war because, believe it or not, people who had lived off this land for thousands of years found a way to make it work wherever we put them. So instead, we just decided to get rid of their food source because we didn't want it. I'm sure Kenneth will touch on that.
I don't like that.
You know what, Nick? Me either. Hard stances here. On the
you don't like your American history? Sad.
I don't like American history. It's sad.
No, it's mean. They're mean.
Dude, it's... I've got to stop reading. I'm becoming so smart and harder to talk to.
Your big, hard brain.
I'm reading a book right now called Ordinary Men about a German police force that was led by Nazis who would go in, and their whole job was to round up people and kill them. And they got away. And it was just ordinary guys who technically weren't signing up for the military. They thought they were signing up to be police.
Not nice. People used to be so mean. My God.
Like the Gestapo?
I don't think it's called the Gestapo. I think it's called the Eisengruten. I'd have to find. I have the book. Hold on a second.
More like Gotestapo. Fuck, he missed it. Patrick just walked away. And he missed my brilliant pun.
Wait for him to come back. He'll get it. The book is much farther away than I thought it was going to be.
I know. Where do you think it is? Do you think it's at the bookstore? His car peel out. Hey, more like Gotestapo.
Brushing up.
Did you hear that?
I heard him.
Did you hear what I said, Patrick?
Gotestapo, dude. This book, Ordinary Men, is the true story of a reserve police force battalion 101 of the German Order Police, which was responsible for mass shootings as well as roundups of Jewish people for deportation to Nazi death camps in Poland in 1942. So these were guys who signed up to be cops, not soldiers. And then Germany was like, I think you guys are soldiers now. And we can get away. We can distance ourselves from you because you're cops and not technically militarized. It's not fun. You guys know that? Not a fun read.
Don't read it.
No, I needed to read something smart because I was reading Berserk and starting to get weird in my brain.
And then Nazis just joined the regular police force in America.
We've come full circle, boys.
That's some of them went to NASA.
No, they are NASA. There's a museum down the street that just doesn't talk about that.
There's Operation a huge rocket. Paperclip.
There's a huge rocket center that just doesn't bring that up. Just calls them German scientists. It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. American history.
But how else were we going to colonize the moon?
Well, we just landed on the moon again, and nobody's talking about it. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? We landed on the moon the other day.
Yeah, boring.
We landed on the moon again. We put something on the moon again.
Seen it.
But everybody's like, no, Biden's 1,000, isn't he? And they're like, oh, he is really old. Hey guys,
been
we put
there,
something
done
on
that. Got the t-shirt.
The only thing that I would allow someone to bring up to squash, hey, we went to the moon, is if someone went, yeah, but we also built a tunnel underwater and earth to connect England to mainland Europe. And I would go, that is more impressive to me.
Yeah.
I'm not
the ocean.
That's not a bit. I genuinely believe that the tunnel is more interesting than going to space.
I'm going on a bear hunt.
I was hearing somebody say that we know more. We technically know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the depths of the ocean, which is a horrifying concept.
Yeah.
We don't even know what's in there.
Yeah. Do you want to know?
Not really.
Not even a little bit. I see what's at the water that's like 10 feet down, and I'm like, no hard pass. I see the shit that comes to the surface. No, thank you.
I puked.
Oh, we watched something, Nick, the other night that I was like, Nick couldn't watch this.
Fucking scary. I felt so justified like 2 years to go to find out that other people have like thalassophobia and submechanophobia is a thing, that I'm not crazy. And well, not crazy on account of that.
Let's not get brazen.
and
reel it in, confident man,
that other people have. It's fucking horrifying.
Ugh. What is that, like the fear of the deep or something?
Thalassophobia is fear of like water that drops off. I don't know the exact description, but water that like drops off into nothingness. And then submechanophobia is the fear of things that are underwater that are not supposed to be. And it,
like anything man-made,
terrifies me. Huh?
Like anything man-made for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't watch that. You wouldn't watch that Titanic documentary with me.
Oh, it just makes my like ties my.
Do you remember your reasoning?
What?
You said if this was on a smaller TV, I think I could do it. But we were watching it on Brandon's enormous TV, and you're like, I can't. It's too much.
I'm funny. That's funny. Yeah.
I wouldn't dispute that.
Anyway, I don't like it. I hate bald boys.
What?
Every time I see a bald boy, I feel like I'm back in the pants.
Say it to our faces. Say it to our big bald
I think you
faces.
Should leave.
Okay.
I need to shave again. Probably what? after we get off. I need to shave again.
Oh, you trying shave to get off, ass. Dude? You want to get off? You want to get off with
shave.
Me?
I need to shave my head.
Why don't you twerk this head, dude? Let's get off together, Tristan.
Twerk this head?
Yeah. Make my dick barf.
Patrick, do you know what twerking is?
Nope. I think I do, but I'm probably wrong.
Twerk this head.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Help me jump.
Yeah. Get my junk out, dude. Don't say junk to your therapist. They get upset about it. We talked about it last week.
Dab on these nuts.
You could. Yeah. Do a Fortnite on my lap. Is that what the kids are saying? Five Nights at Freddy, more like Five Nights of Hetty for all you chicken heads out there. Gobble, gobble. Chickens don't gobble. I'm losing my mind.
Chickens do not have heads.
Chickens don't gobble.
Queen of Gluck Gluck.
Yeah, we've all seen the video of the lady with the grapefruit talking about how to suck dick, right?
Grapefruit surprise. Or the grapefruit special, whichever.
I have a friend who will remain nameless, but he listens to the show, and you know who you are. He loves that
show. Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort.
Oh, he loves the grapefruit special?
No, he loves when, like, a woman is like...
just making a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't think my dick's big enough to necessitate the kind of mess she's making.
Or the sounds.
Yeah. That's
I
also
don't think my dick is that wet.
Definitely not
full of grape juice.
As someone who pukes all the time, the last thing I want to do is bring that into the bedroom.
Yeah, make sure you lay down towels.
Oh, yeah, across your dick and balls. How'd that even just feel good?
Drool everywhere.
Just some lady screaming at my dick.
And then you just got grapefruit juice and little grapefruit chunks.
Wait, was she insinuating that you should use a grapefruit, or was she just using a grapefruit as the example for the as a placeholder?
She was
for
saying that you should use a grapefruit.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Use the grapefruit? Citric acid in your wee wee.
Oh, that's what she was saying.
No thanks.
You gotta heat it up a little bit.
Thanks, but no thanks.
That sounds like a chemical, which we all know I'm allergic to.
You gotta heat it up before you eat it up.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the episode. Heat it up before you eat it up. Everyone will know exactly what we're talking about. People are gonna see that and go, I bet they're talking about sex.
Nah.
I like to eat it up before I beat it up. Y'all know what I mean? Y'all get it? Mm-mm. Do you get it?
Do you like to what?
I like to eat it up before I beat it up.
Beating up that puss?
And then I beat it up till I skeet it up. You know what I mean? Ugh. You guys know what I mean?
Wish I didn't.
Skeet, skeet. No.
Ah, skeet, skeet, skeet. Goddamn. Goddamn.
Ski, ski. To the window, to the walls, to the sweat drip down my balls. To all these female crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Oh, skeet, skeet.
That sounds like 20 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't so it? Is Freebird.
Freebird is older than
still
20
slaps.
Years. No, it doesn't. Freebird fucking sucks.
Leonard Skinner. That's the first thing I thought of.
Leonard Skinner's awful. Not even from Alabama. Do you guys know that?
Really?
They're from Florida.
Oh yeah, the song was about Muscle Shoals. I've been there.
Yeah. Apparently people here fucking won't shut up about it. Like, oh, you like music? I'm like, I mean, yeah, you gotta go to Muscle Shoals. I'm like, what are we talking about?
I was gonna say people.
There's nothing
from
there.
No.
It's gone.
People from Alabama love Leonard Skinner. Who would have thought?
Oh, dude.
Shoals his ass out. Went works for his brother.
I thought I was gonna get chased out of the office one day because someone's like, Leonard Skinner's from Alabama. And I was like, dude, they're not. They're from Florida. Look it up. And he's like, I'm not even gonna look it up. I know I'm right. And I'm like, how are you a fucking actual legitimate scientist? And I gotta have an argument like this with you.
Who's a scientist?
This engineer guy at work. He wouldn't even bother looking up that Leonard Skinner is from Florida. I was like, how many bands sing about California aren't from there?
Why would you want to try so hard to claim somebody like Leonard Skinner?
Tristan, these people think that Tuberville's doing the Lord's work. So I don't think you got, like, I can't explain to you how, like, all of the stereotypes of ignorant, stupid America is, like, seriously, like in around me at all times, surrounded by it. Not downstairs, she's an Asian lady, but like everywhere else.
Yeah,
like
that sounds hard.
It's tough.
Sounds character building.
It's tough because you like you're in a room with like learned people with like proven abilities that would require a large, high level intellect. And then they just say something and you're like, what?
Smart people with bad ideas.
Wait. Well, not even bad ideas, just regurgitated rhetoric that's just so wrong. Just
identity,
like,
politics.
Just, oh dude, they don't exist. There's two types of people here. One type of marriage. And did you guys know this? But embryos are an actual human beings now.
But I mean, that shit, that's identity politics.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys hear about that IVF shit?
Uh-uh. God damn it. What?
Alabama has made it so that IVF embryos, or embryos that are in IVF clinics, are considered actual people. And if something were to go wrong, the people in charge could be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Because a lady...
A bunch of them die.
Yeah. And a bunch of the clinics went, well, then we're just going to shut down. We're just closing down until you guys figure this shit out. Because a woman, somehow a patient got into an IVF clinic and dropped some things and they were embryos. And the family, the people whose embryos they were, like, sued for wrongful death. And because they won, the precedent has been set that embryos at IVF clinics are children.
I hate everything that you're saying.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Like, everyone knows the soul doesn't enter the body till they got a head.
It's just so crazy. Because I'm just kind of holding by that logic. A chicken or an egg is a chicken.
I think by that logic, it makes it legal to put babies in tubes.
Dude, it's...
You can put babies in big test tubes now because there's a precedent set for it.
So a bunch of the clinics, like you just said, like not all those things take are just like, well, then we're just not going to do anything because the risk is we could go to jail for murder. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, a lot of them are doing that. They don't want to figure out how to skirt the law.
I'm sure that makes them happy.
Take their ball and go home.
Yeah. And then when they asked Tuberville about it, he's like, well, we just need to have more kids. And the lady was like, well, that's the premise of that's why those exist, is so that people can have more kids. And he's like, well, that's a different discussion.
Waiverful bullshit.
Yeah, he's just, well, he didn't know what they were talking about. He had no idea. He has no idea. He got elected because, I'm not making this up, he was a football coach for Alabama, and he ran against a Democrat. It's fucking, it is so crazy here. I want
back to Kentucky, man.
No, I'm trying to move to Virginia, I think. If Emily didn't own a home, we'd already be living in Virginia, no question. And we've talked about, Nick, that if we were to move back to that area, we'd move back to Bowling Green before we ever considered moving back to Clarksville.
Nice.
Yeah. So she's, as a woman, as she identifies as a woman. Emily as a woman's having a really hard time here lately. And she's not pumped about everything that's going on. And she, I'm not going to try to co-opt her feelings. She's just voiced her concerns to me and asked me, if we were to relocate, how would you feel? And I was like, well, I just signed my lease, so if we could do it like next year, that would be better.
It's wise to be careful.
Yeah.
I had some neighbors that when Trump got elected, they had a plan. And when Trump got elected, they packed up like next couple weeks and they moved to New Zealand. And they seem to really like it there.
I can't fault people if they don't feel comfortable, especially at this point in time, paying into an institution that's meant to, paying into something that's going to not protect you. I could see why people would be like, fuck this, I'm out.
But when they found out that they don't refrigerate their eggs, they have been planning to move back.
They could just refrigerate their eggs. And, you know, they don't have to do what everyone else does.
Oh,
did you tell them that?
No, I'll call them.
Call them on their Hobbit phone.
Yeah.
Hey, this is voice of Sauron. Is your refrigerator running? Are there eggs in it? Who does the phone? What is this? What phone is this? What am I doing?
I don't know.
This is like this thing. Remember this thing? Like in the movies, they had like that.
Patrick, all you're doing is bullshit, man.
What's up?
Come on.
What?
This is the detective calling.
Hey there, gumshoes. Carmen San Diego stole the Eiffel Tower.
That's great.
Operator. Hey there, gumshoes. Carmen San Diego stole my feet. How about you guys?
Where's tall girls?
How about you hop along and check out the Great Wall of China, boys? How big was that coat, guys? Hey, you know what I'm talking about? How big was that red coat? She's stealing the Great Wall of China.
I'm pretty sure people would have noticed a white woman running around the big old red coat.
Carmen Sandiego, I always assumed she was a Spanish lady. At least of Latin descent.
España.
Carmen Sandiego is a fictional character.
So still real to me, damn it. I just want to thank you, Carmen, for putting your body on the line and stealing Yosemite National Park.
You ran off and stole my heart.
Hey there, gumshoes. What if they did like a really bad, like, Carmen San Diego and stealing babies? Like, if they tried to do Carmen San Diego now, it'd be like, hey there, gumshoes, Carmen San Diego stealing Confederate statues from college campuses. You gotta shut her woke ass down. Oh, man. We're having a good time.
That's funny. We are having a good time.
Tristan, what have you been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Yeah, what have I been up to? I don't really want to talk about it. This week sucked. We launched our new website, and
is it, let me guess, www.chocolatechips.gov?
Is it on the internet? Can I get there through the internet?
What's the Angel Fire address? Is it a
What's the Angel Fire address?
Yeah, is it Angel Fire? Yeah. Is it yellow on green font?
It's GeoCities.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
Yeah, I said counter. It was GeoCities.
That's an atrocity. Do you have a counter on there that shows how many people viewed that website? These are things kids don't have anymore. Like, you remember what I'm talking? Like, these are things that people do not have.
View counters, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have it because they don't know how to code in Java.
Take that.
Fucking idiots.
But the new site launched, and of course there were issues, and it was just, it's so fucking stressful to try to do service, like to do customer service for people who are having issues when you don't even know what the issues are or when they'll be fixed.
Can I ask a developer question?
Huh?
Can I ask a developer question?
I guess.
Do you not build it in a test environment first and then move it over to production?
Yeah, you would think so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm not on that team. So I just have to
put me in, coach.
I just have to deal with the fallout for when things go wrong. But it's so stressful for me. It does not gel well with me as a person. Like, when the expectation of somebody is going to call and I don't know whether or not I'm going to know the answer to whatever question they're going to have. Like, I like feeling competent, and I was competent with the old stuff. And I'm getting a handle on the new stuff, but even though it's taking longer, but there's been so many issues that have cropped up. I just want it to be fixed. I want it to work properly, but that's been my week. That was only 4 days. It didn't even launch until Tuesday, but this week has felt very, very long.
I'm sorry. You don't look like you're that stressed out.
Thank you.
No, you don't. You don't look stressed out.
I'm the same beautiful bitch as always.
You just took a DNA test. Turns out you're 100%
that bitch.
Bad bitch.
More like 100% fat bitch. Lizzo sucks. Let's.
She's not nice.
No, she's not.
She's a bad big
person.
That is true, and you can't take that away from her.
No flute music's gonna make you not be weird and sexual deviant to people who work under you, making them do gross stuff at strip clubs. I don't know why.
Best
I know
eater award.
If you buy Lizzo's music, you're unknowingly participating in a feeder gainer relationship.
You all try to make me do weird stuff at a strip club.
What's up?
As your underling, you try to make me go do weird stuff.
No, we didn't.
You did. You tried to make me go to one.
But far from your worst story.
And we bought you a
laptop. I did go to one because you made me go to one.
We didn't make you go. Everyone just went and you got in the car with us. We didn't make
you. You loved it.
Yeah, we didn't make you fucking go. Don't pull that. We all went and you went with us. And you went inside.
Who didn't want to go?
We didn't make you go. No one picked you up and put you in the car.
Man, that's not how I remember it.
Oh, you remember?
Just because
me
I had a gun, I did not. We did not threaten
he
you.
He didn't even put his finger on the trigger. He didn't even cock it. He just kept putting it in the. He just kept putting it that small tender space between the back of your fucking neck and the top of your fucking skull.
Did you know if you put your finger in the barrel that it'll block the bullet?
Yeah, and then you get a bunch of smoke on your face and your nose turns all the way around to the back of your head.
Have you guys seen that? I think it was on Reddit. This guy kept arguing with somebody that if you put your finger in front of the hole, that it'll block the bullet, and even drew an illustration, and this guy was so frustrated and kept arguing with him. Thought he was fucking serious.
I don't know where I heard or read this. But apparently Reddit sold all the info on Reddit to an AI developer.
Of course they did. Why wouldn't
so
they?
Like, but what's funny is like so much of Reddit is like complete bullshit, like shit like Nick just said. So it's now AI is going to write a gun safety manual, and unintentionally one of the chapters is going to be like finger defenses.
I hate the world we live in.
Whatever, dude. It's all right. We're white. We'll be fine.
Is it fine?
We'll be fine. It's a sad reality. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't the case. But let's not bullshit ourselves. We gonna be all right because we all white. Put that on a shirt. TBC.
You look really uncomfortable as soon as you said that too.
What'd you say?
I said you looked really uncomfortable as soon as you finished saying.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I hated it.
I just saw your eye twitch.
I didn't like it either. I don't like the way it made. I did think it was very funny, but I don't like that. I don't like that I said it. I wish someone else had said it.
Can I read this to you?
Absolutely.
I found it. All right, so this is on change.org. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
So change.org petitioned to hire 1 million people to put their fingers in the shoot hole of people's guns so they can't shoot them. Then the Twinkerbell says, it's still going to shoot.
I'm sorry. No, you can't just say that. You can't just say that, what you said to me.
The petition?
No. The username.
The Twinkerbell?
It's the part that gets me, because that means that there's another Twinkerbell that was first.
There can be only one.
And this person came in Highlander style and was like, oh no, you don't.
The real Twinker.
Oh my God.
It's still going to shoot and they're going to lose a finger. Then SSJ14 Goku says, no.
I don't want to assume anything about that SS, but. It is Reddit, so
he says, no, the finger blocks the bullet. We can do this. Then Domozilla says, this is the gun we're talking about. The projectile is fired using an explosion, not compressed air or elastic forces of a slingshot. People
Wait,
would
is
be
it an
lucky.
Explosion? What causes the explosion?
The hammer hits
I don't know.
The back ass end of the bullet. And
powder.
I guess, is it the spark? I don't fucking know. I've seen like a million illustrations about it, and I don't
Rick
even,
owns a
I don't
million
remember.
Guns.
I know if you hit one with a hammer.
A bullet?
It'll blow up.
That's a bad idea.
It'll shoot you. All right, so.
Bullets are little bombs, kind of. I mean, it's not, I'm not wrong.
People would be lucky if they only lost one finger. And then SSJ14 Goku says, the finger blocks it. Then Dildo Muncher 3000 says, the finger won't block it. The shaft is only there for keeping the bullet straight. All the propulsion happens behind the bullet. The bullet would rip through the finger. Not that many would actually fit without the victim being a child and beyond. Then SSJ14 Goku says, the bullet would go forward a little, then hit the finger and stop. It's not that hard to understand. Then LGBT sandwich says,
I bet that person is not fun to talk to at all.
Yeah. People are going to lose their hands. Go watch Mythbusters. They did an episode on this and the hand fucking exploded.
Nick, then do you remember the episode that never aired where we watched Mythbusters and the whole premise of the episode was we were going to bust the myth that she was hot? We never put it out. We never put it out.
I
but
don't.
There is a 90 minute. We sat on my couch when I lived in that one bedroom near campus, and we watched an episode of Mythbusters. And the intention was we were going to bust the myth that she was hot.
Pawn hot.
You can't do it. You can't bust that myth because it's not a myth. It's true. It's plausible.
I straight up was like, well, she has red hair, not hot. Done. And then Nick responded.
That makes no sense.
But then Nick came in with Anna Kendrick, and I was like, ah, oh, fuck, she's pretty hot. She has red hair. Shit. And then we had to look at it from, we had to start looking. And then I was like, and then you were like, Borat's wife. And I was like, oh, yeah. She's also very attractive. She has red hair. Shit. And it really threw me for a loop. I don't remember what our thesis was or what our conclusion was, but I do remember we watched about four episodes of Mythbusters together. And we're like, I just don't see it.
No, the bullet would start to go, but stop at the finger. That's basic physics. Also, hands don't explode normally. They did something wrong. And then he just the rest of the responses are no, the finger would stop it. The finger would stop it.
I don't hope because it's that would be horrible, but that this is one of the things that AI picks up is like how to explain how guns work or gun safety.
I mean, that's the thing about using AI for like writing shit is like it seems like you would be needing to pay people more
to proofread.
To proofread,
yeah.
Because you'd be needing to proofread for shit that you wouldn't even think a normal person wouldn't even think to write.
When it comes to
AI, it's actually creating more jobs.
No, shut up, Dick. No, when it comes to you fucking asshole, we're just gonna become slaves to the robots who don't know how to. Fuck you, man. When it comes to,
I say, slave me up, boy.
When it comes to content creation and AI right now, especially like written stuff, there's like articles that like I've seen a few on like some gaming websites where it's clearly written by AI. Because there'll be like contradictory statements throughout the article. And then if you scroll down, it doesn't say who it's written by. It just says posted by and then has like the website. So Tristan, in your world, there's just going to be a bunch of people who are just, you fucking shut up, Nick. There's just going to be a bunch of people who are going to spend their lives proofreading robots.
Yeah.
And it
I'm
comes back to that
AI
thing of
religion.
Like, but then Tristan, it comes to that thing we've talked about where it's just like, isn't it just cheaper just to hire someone to do it instead of paying the AI computing power and then hiring another person to check up on that? Couldn't you just hire a human being to just do the whole thing?
But it's not as cool.
God. Yeah. I mean, that's hard. It is hard to argue how cool something is.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, please look at this giant robot and then look over here at Tyler with his master's in English. What do you think is cooler, the AIOtron? It's like this 7-foot T-1000 looking thing, or Tyler, who has, I don't know if he knows about Tyler, but Tyler has asthma and his feet are two different sizes.
No Tyler has ever written a book.
Doesn't Tyler look like he sucks? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit
that's A. Leading witness.
Doesn't Tyler look like he's a stinky boy? Our AI is sterile and doesn't have chili dog stains on its pants. Tyler, stand up for the jury, please.
Show them how stupid you are.
Show everybody what an imbecile you are.
Be you.
Do you smell that? It's the chili. Tyler's
it's not the
chili.
Robot.
It's not the sterile AIOtron that stands before you. It's these once 10, now dark brown chili britches. I could have been a really good lawyer.
How do you spell chili?
C-H-I-L-L-I.
C-H-I-L-I.
There's just one L?
No. That's like chili pepper.
So is it both then?
Is chili a soup? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That looks wrong. Isn't it?
Right?
Isn't it just one L?
It is. It's just one L. I thought it was two as well.
Okay, so I'm seeing both. I'm seeing
C-H-I-L-L-Y is cold.
Y'all, I'm seeing everything. I'm Googling it, and I'm seeing everything.
Yes,
I want that sentence out of context. Y'all, I'm seeing everything. I'm Googling it. I'm seeing everything.
All right, I got to ask AI.
Sure.
Why don't you just look it up in the dictionary?
I can't get a straight answer.
Then ask the AI about Tyler's chili pants. See what comes up.
C-H-I-L-I.
All right. So in the way I spelled it, I-E, is a common misspelling.
So you're wrong.
The correct spelling for the spicy fruit. No. I'm Rude. Talking about the soup. Talking about the soup.
What chili is not a spicy? Is a chili pepper a fruit? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because the seeds are on the inside, right?
Is that it? Yeah, a vegetable is just a culinary term.
Okay.
Chili.
What? No, you don't just get to say that and go over it. You're so confident in the stuff you're trying to get past me today that I admire it, but also I got
to
call you on it.
There's nothing
vegetable,
to call on.
A vegetable is a culinary term?
Yeah, it's just a culinary term. It's not a biological term or a botanical term. There's no such thing as a vegetable. Like there's no such thing as a tree.
I mean, then there's no such thing as anything that we categorize because we categorize things all the time.
I think I'm too dumb for what you just said.
Which species don't exist either.
So. In the hard sciences, it is not a term.
Vegetable?
No. But yes, I know everything.
Holy
is
shit, a vegetable is a culinary term.
It's not funny if I say
that. It has no value in the world of botany. Loosely, the word vegetable refers to all parts of plants in which we like to consume.
Yeah, I just told you that.
Yeah, but like you. And why would I trust that?
Now you learn something new and ruined our friendship.
Good. I like to multitask.
All I'm seeing is C-H-I-L-I.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Now you ruined your friendship with Tristan.
I ruined myself.
What a Tyler over there, I guess.
Still waiting for my medicine.
Although, I mean, it seems like it would be spelled or like pronounced Chiley, but no.
it seems like it should be different. And you would think as someone who won a chili contest, I would know that.
Well, I won a Chiley contest. No.
It's very cold.
I'm a Chiley champion.
I caught a chill from which I never recovered.
I can go for some chili.
I don't think I like chili.
It's just
meat. I like it. I don't like heartburn.
You don't like meat soup?
I like a chili dog. I mean, I'm a real Tyler like that. But if I had to like talk about like chili in a bowl, I don't think I like it.
What about macaroni in a bowl? Or macaroni in a pot?
You get out of here. You get out of here right now.
You know what I'm saying?
I think somebody had mentioned like thick, meaty chili in a bowl with like thick macaroni and cheese. That sounds kind of good.
Chili mac?
No. I'm talking about like chili with macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it's called chili mac.
Yeah, people like
no,
it.
No, I think we're talking about different.
I don't think we are. I'll let you have this one because like you said you've had a tough week, but like we both know you're wrong.
Hey, do you guys want to see something that I think is really funny?
Doesn't mean I'm wrong, it just means that there's already a thing for what I had heard of, which now that you say it is very obvious.
Oh, you didn't know chili mac was a thing?
I never get it. I mean, I've heard the word chili mac. I've heard of chili mac.
I don't like people trying to make macaroni and cheese like something it's not. Just let it be cheese and macaroni noodles.
There's nothing to escalate. You're at an A+.
Yeah. And stop trying to make it a topping.
The best situation, you could keep it at an A+.
I think it's trying to not elevate the mac and cheese. It's trying to elevate the other food.
I don't want it on a burger. That's yucky. I don't need bread and noodles on a sandwich. That's fucking gross.
No, that's overkill when people try to add stuff like that to burgers, like sloppy stuff.
Also,
don't drag down my mat.
One of these days, this mat's going to walk all over you. It doesn't really work. I have a problem with like when people try to gussy up macaroni and cheese, and I've asked this on the show. At what point does it stop being macaroni and cheese and start being very bad Italian food? Like, what is fettuccine alfredo if not long macaroni and cheese?
I appreciate the use of gussy.
It's pronounced gussy.
Gussy,
that mac ass gussy.
No, that's what it sounds like when you're stirring it. Sounds like creamy gussy.
Emily made that joke. She's like, what does that sound like? And I was like, fucking grow up.
Yeah, but what's it sound like though?
Sounds like me. I've told her, I was like, we don't sound like, do you want us to sound like that?
That's the name of the episode.
Like, do you want us to sound like that? Is that what you want? You want us to be doing that? And then when we start here, go, well, that sounds like macaroni a pot, doesn't it? Like, is that what you want?
That's an information
hazard.
Then yeah. You're like, then during, you'd be like, oh yeah, that sounds like mac and cheese. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Go take a break.
And then we're going to cross those streams. And then it's like, every time I eat macaroni and cheese, I get a boner. I don't want that. I get a boner for a different reason when I eat macaroni and cheese.
Double boner.
I don't want it because I want a book.
That's actually the one thing you can mix with mac and cheese.
Dude, that is the type of food that when I'm eating it, when I'm done eating it, I'm not even trying to do anything. I'm not trying to after that. No.
I had mac and cheese this week.
And did you want to fuck afterward?
I had, it was...
Answer the question.
I just said I did. It's the same.
Did I want to fuck afterwards?
Same.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah, did you eat that macaroni and cheese? And you're like, I'm looking to fuck.
How do you think I ate it? I stuck my full erection in the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I'm looking to fucking bury my hog.
And then I springboard flicked the macaroni and cheese from the tip of my erect penis into my mouth. That's
you're
how
eating
I
eat. Naked? That's the grossest part of what you said to me.
That's how everybody eats it.
False.
You said balls?
I said false.
Hey, look at this. This is a slow wink, and it's really creepy.
Ew.
Right?
That sucked. Especially when you take your glasses off. So hard. Oh, dude. I've been trying to keep a list of movies or scenes or things that have a guy taking off his glasses to look at something closer, and it's so annoying. Yeah, when somebody does that in a movie, I'm like, so you just want it to be blurry?
Mm-hmm. I need some new glasses, honestly.
Tristan, be honest with me. When you were done with eating that macaroni and cheese, were you just like, I've got a fuck? Do you get horny?
That's exactly what it sounds like when I get horny. Yeah.
Dude, that rules.
You get
way more hornier than normal.
Daddy need a comb.
I only get horny when the weather changes. Don't ever say that.
Daddy need to come.
Yeah, man, that's gross.
Give it. Give me.
I want it. Give it.
It's yours for now. It's gonna be mine in a bit. Give it. It's yours because I haven't taken it yet. That sounds like some shit.
Ew. Stop, I'm getting wet.
Somebody would be like laying on the bed and you'd be like grabbing at them and they'd be like, stop it, it's mine. And you're like, it's only mine because I haven't taken it yet. Or it's only yours because I haven't taken it from you.
Ugh.
I got my fuck jeans on. I'm about to pull through the zipper. But just my balls. I'm going to pull my dick over the top. You're going to use your jeans as a denim cockery. I'm going to put balls in my zipper, zip them up real tight so my cock stays hard, poke it up through the top. That's why I wear button flies.
But I'm just going to slide it over top of you.
Oh. That's got to be a type of porn.
Everything.
So yeah. What?
Just a dude sliding his dick up the back of somebody's legs.
Interfemoral sex.
Fucking it like a philosopher. Emily won't watch Greek stuff with me because I go, that guy probably fucked boys' legs. That
guy. Call me Sophocles because I soften them knees.
I want that to be the name of the episode. Soften those knees. That's the name of the episode.
Soften those knees. Yeah, why is that always the first thing you go to?
Because it's just I think it's so crazy that the world now is like all these great philosophers, and I'm just kind of like, why haven't we canceled those guys yet?
A lot of them we don't even know were real.
Go on.
Some of them. Well, like, is it
Plato, more like Plato? This is a good one.
This is a good one.
This is a good episode.
This episode's McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
I need to try this beer too.
Socrates has only two sources, Plato and Xenophon. The reasons stood out their existence.
Xenophon was discovered by the Wayland Industries, Tristan.
That's true.
Do you get it?
I don't, but I wanted to yes and you.
Xenomorphs.
Xenophon. I'm embarrassed.
Give me back my, get your hands off my daughter, bitch, or whatever it was, whatever she says.
Are you trying to quote Alien?
With, isn't that what she says?
I think you crossed Alien
with, no, with what?
Freddy Krueger for some
reason. I think I crossed Alien with the Mel Gibson movie Ransom. I was like, give me back my son.
It's get away from her, you bitch.
That's what it is. Get away from her. She's not my daughter. Her name's Newt. They come. You guys are supposed to come out. It's not nighttime, mostly. You bitch. That's a funny character. The guy who messes up the titular line and just tells the plot of the movie. Come with me if you want to live, because I'm from the future. And your mom,
you bitch.
Your mom fucks someone else from the future, and because of that, I gotta come back and defend you from something else that's from the future, or you're gonna get terminated. And John Connor's like, I mean, that's a lot of information. So you seem to have it all in order. I guess I gotta go with you.
Follow me, Junkner. You bitch.
Your mom got junked in from a future man, and now I gotta protect you. But it's gonna be real confusing for her when we find her, because I look like the guy who tried to kill her, but I'm not really that guy. I just look like him. You know, we got, if you want to live, you gotta get with me, dude. We gotta go. I got this motorcycle.
Your mom got future junked.
Future junk. Your mom got all junked up with future spunk and really fucked shit up. She got junk in her gunked up her works.
I thought you said you jumped a junked up a porker.
Ew. Your mom's a real piggy for future junk.
Future junk is pretty good.
Oh, man. I think we're having a good time.
I think so.
Tristan, did you need this? Because you're welcome.
Do I need what? Having a good time?
Yeah.
Oh. You wanted me to thank you?
No, I'm asking if you're having a good time.
No, you said, did you need this?
Yeah.
Did you fucking need this?
Yeah.
Tell me that you want this.
Yeah. Did you need this? Did you want it? Do you want me to give it?
Do you want it? I've got this. You have to take it, though.
Sometimes you gotta give it. Tristan, I'll buy you a ticket if you drive here and come see Dune with me. Nick, I'll buy you a ticket too.
I can't
drive to Alabama on Sunday. What am I looking at?
A boss?
just as people who eat coleslaw. This is the weird lady's head.
That's been photoshopped.
Oh, you, I don't know about that.
There's no fucking way.
She kind of looked like Super Mario Brothers Goomba, like the for the 93 movie.
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, with a Karen wig.
Mm-hmm.
Be small careful. Head,
big mouth.
Be careful who you laugh at, because you may become a meme someday.
You'd be so lucky.
Just be careful.
We know a few people who got memed up.
Happened to me.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, but it wasn't. That? They weren't called memes at the time, but it did get posted and just fucking ripped apart on the Bridge Nine. Bridge Nine's not a thing anymore, Nick. So you won't be able to find it. It got weird alt rights. They took it down.
What was it about?
Hold on! Don't say anything. Don't say anything, because I've got a buddy who has been trying to find it for years, and he listens to the show. I told him I'll confirm if he finds it.
Okay. Don't Don't mention it. Don't say what it is.
Well, why are we keeping it a secret?
Huh? I just told you why.
Because someone's trying to find it. You said.
Yeah.
So why don't you help
it's
them?
It's a fun little game. Huh?
Because Nick found it first.
No. I have a buddy who I told that I was a meme, and he wants to know what it is. And so I told him that I put it in the chat, Tristan.
I see it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? So it's just a fun little thing between us. So he's been trying to find it. Isn't that funny?
It is funny, and I will explain to the listeners that you have to believe that it is funny, even though you're not allowed to see it or get any context surrounding it.
Maybe to the show art.
They know it's funny.
Maybe I'll do something with it in show art.
They trust that all visual bits are funny.
What kind of blanket is that?
If you
it's my Evil Dead blanket.
Oh, that's sweet.
Fuck yeah. It's on Know Your Meme now.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it hasn't been. It hasn't been. I'm famous.
Dude, you're famous.
I'm famous.
Can I post it in the show notes, or you want me to keep it out of there?
No. Keep it out. I don't want John to find it.
Yeah, John.
I want him to find it. I want him to work for it. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, you got to work for that twerk.
If you want it, if you want me to game it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so happy. It wasn't on even like a year ago, because I check like once a year or so.
I remember it was like, I believe there was a pretty big thread to it on Bridge 9. A couple pages at least.
I saw the one post on Reddit. Somebody wrote like, this is tired. This meme's older than the internet.
Yeah, Nick, you're old as shit.
I am not.
We all are.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said something about throwing shade. And I said, isn't that what the kids say? And he goes, no, that's what we say. The kids say cap. I was like, oh, God damn it.
It's true. No cap.
Yes, cap. All caps.
All caps. Where the fuck did Patrick go?
I don't know.
Kids talk about Riz.
I like that.
You like Riz? I mean, that's one that at least makes sense.
I like kids these days. I think they're up to good.
You think they're okay?
I think they're all right. I think the kids are all right.
What are we talking about?
Just how kids these days, they're fine. They're doing fine. They're doing good work.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I take fiber supplement pills now, and occasionally I'll...
For your ass.
Yeah, occasionally I'll feel like I have to shit immediately, so I ran in there to see what was up, but it was just a piss. But the fiber pills have helped me with my anal fissures, so... To all you kids out there who are doing well, per Nick, and want to keep doing well, up that fiber, dog.
Maybe I should up take it. Some fiber pills.
I take them. Take them two pills with every meal.
Solid you up?
Yeah. I'm farting like a lot. And they don't really stink, which is weird.
So you don't have sloppy turds anymore?
Oh, no, it's still a mess back there.
Try harder.
I don't have fissures, which is good. They're not like, they don't, I don't think they're, I don't have to sit as long, and they're not, I don't have to push as hard, which I think probably caused my fissures. So
you don't have to, but you choose to.
No, I love it so much. Sometimes I'll just let it poke out a little bit, then I'll just reach back there and pull it out like a tail.
Duty tail.
I'm trying to get my Goku powers from that's all I know from like the three episodes I watched of Dragon Ball Z.
Tails
and nobody talks
ripped.
About, but the kid had a tail and it ripped off, fell into a waterfall.
Yeah, he ripped it off because he can't look at the full moon.
It's crazy.
Because they'll be Ozaru.
Yeah, he'll turn into a fucking space werewolf. Nobody fucking talks about that. No one sells Dragon Ball Z like that. They always go, oh, it's about the ultimate, it's like fighting. And but the, no one mentions, well, one of the main characters was born with a tail and he fell off, it got ripped off and he fell down a waterfall because he didn't want to turn into a space werewolf.
See, you're already knowledgeable about Dragon Ball. Just finish watching it.
No, I was watching the ones that it was like the edits.
You talking about like Team Four Star?
Possibly. I don't know.
Dragon Ball the Bridge.
It was a guy I worked with sent me a link, and like I watched all of the first season in like 30 minutes.
Sounds like Dragon Ball Abridged.
Yeah.
Where they like dub over and
yeah.
Make funny voices.
Like no, it wasn't anything over. Like that. But they did spend a lot of time on this Mr. Popo character that I'm just kind of like, wow, that is.
What do you mean they didn't do that? They didn't give them funny voices. You're telling me that they didn't put a comedic spin on the characters?
No. I watched a link that he sent me to like some website that had all of them, like every episode was like 8 minutes long. It cuts out all the he said nonsense. And I was like, I think I want the nonsense.
What about Mr. Popo?
Have you seen Mr. Popo?
Yeah, of course I've seen Mr. Popo.
We all know no Mr. Popo.
Mr. Popo is not human.
I know, but like, that's tough.
Articulate it. What about Mr. Popo?
He looks like a character of when you see people having those maybe not so fun salt and pepper shakers in your grandma's house.
He does. He does.
He looks like that. Something like he looks like that. Not that like I think they're representative of that.
His skin is pitch black, and his lips are bright ruby red.
Yes. Looks like a
blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to.
Bit of my heart goodbye.
Hey,
wrong guy, but okay.
Is it though?
R.I.P. Toby.
Or is it Alan Jackson's Chris Gaines?
All right, dude. Have you seen the behind the music of Chris Gaines?
Yeah, of course I have.
Where he talks about like sex.
Get out of here.
You just get sex.
Was it Alan? Who died? Was it Alan Jackson?
No, Kobe Teeth died.
Kobe Teeth.
Where are the bodies, Garth?
Yeah, seriously.
Where are the bodies?
He's got a banner at the Bridgestone Arena where the Predators play because he had like 7 sold out nights in a row, which is like a record. Played for like hundreds of thousands of people over that time.
Ooh.
And all I can say to that is I can't think of something less I'd like to do. But Nick went to
He fucking ruled. It was bad as shit and I loved it and I'd do it again.
Yeah, he was on like some kind of American Gladiator looking stage being like, I got friends in low place. It's crazy how like I Hate Country, I know all the words of that shit. That's how popular that fucking guy was.
Wait, it was so much fun.
Garth Brooks?
Barf Brooks.
Yes,
Barf
I did.
Brooks, please.
Oh, I thought you.
I'd do it again.
Toby Teeth.
No.
Okay.
I don't like him. He's
I'm pretty
not
sure
nice
I yet. Saw Garth Brooks at some point. In my
Barf
life.
Garth Brooks won a GLAAD
Who?
Award.
Barf Brooks.
Barf Grooks.
Did you guys know that?
Hmm.
He won a gay award.
Hey.
What?
How dare you?
He did.
Yeah, I know.
What award?
Is it GLAAD? Yeah, GLAAD.
Best butt fucker.
Why? Why?
Why'd you laugh? You son of a bitch, you laughed. You tried not to laugh. You laughed and caught yourself.
Stupid.
You laughed and caught
we'd
yourself.
We'd already established
that Garth Brooks won the best.
The joke was originally just a gay award. I know. Like, okay, that's fine.
And the award for best butt fucker goes to Barf Crooks. Mm.
Why didn't he win that though?
Because he loves the butt fuck, dude. He's just a butt fucker looking to butt fuck. I think he did like charity work, right, Nick? That's usually how straight guys win those.
And he wrote a song, "We Shall Be Free," and condemning homophobia and racism. He said, when we're free to love who we want, something like that. And he's been outspoken about trans rights, too.
Have you guys ever seen the video for Standing Outside the Fire?
Yeah. Have I?
Tristan,
I was in that video.
With the big fire that's blazing behind him? Yeah, of course
he was.
Do you remember what's going on when he's not? in front of that fire?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
Okay.
How could you forget?
Play I'll it. Bring it up. There's a story behind
it. Man.
This. And it's going to be a whole...
It's weird that I remember how that song goes.
This
it's
is a like whole...
30
this,
years.
This video is a whole chapter in my new project, Just Us Boys, which is about my 4 weeks at an all-male Christian summer camp. How do you... Trying to find the whole video. Well, here, no, this is just a minute and a half. This is fine. You'll get the gist of it. You could never make this video now.
People say that about everything, about things you could definitely still make today. I like that freeze frame.
Yeah.
I like that freeze frame.
So
he was kind of a hunk back in the day. People forget that. That's what people don't want to talk about.
Why aren't people talking about this?
Yeah.
Do
you remember now?
Yes.
Do you remember now?
A very special.
Do you remember now?
Episode.
What? Okay, we can stop now. I got it.
Yeah. So for those of you just listening, of course, the video is a what I'm assuming is a person with a mental deficiency.
Can I describe it?
Yes, absolutely. Because I don't know that I
it's
could.
It's an intellectually disabled person, and someone stands behind him and shoots a gun in the air to scare him, and he starts running.
Yeah.
Because he's so scared.
They're doing track.
But what's crazy is when he falls down, somebody comes out there and starts yelling at him.
Yeah, and then someone commits arson.
And barf curses
is
right outside.
Wild.
That is a crazy music video, because like not only are you like that you're showing him compete and stuff, but you're also showing him eat shit and just completely biff it.
Yeah. And then get like just dunked on, and then someone steps up and like gets in the fire, what have you. I don't know, it's a metaphor.
No, outside of it.
That's right. But so why that video is so has like such a staple of like my existence is when I was at camp, every Sunday they would do this thing called like vigil, which was it was a YMCA camp. So it was like, they didn't really like, occasionally there'd be some outright Lord Christian shit, but most of it was like guised and like saying like, hey, on Sunday we're going to have vigil, which is like a non-denominational, just like talking kind of thing where everybody would go to this like outdoor cabin and like the counselors would get up there and like try to say something motivational or inspirational. And so there's like a probably like 60 of us or whatever in like this like cabin outside. And they pull up this like projector, like an old projector, because it was the fucking 90s. And one of the counselors who like wasn't my camp counselor, but a counselor of a different cabin, like got up there and started talking about like how he stays positive and how he stays motivated. And like one of the things he does is he made a video cassette recording of that video. And when he was like needing inspiration or motivation, he'd watch that video. And so he brought that video to like show all these kids, and he was like showing, he's like tearing up while he's talking about this thing, like really, really talking it up. And like, I'd never seen the video because I didn't watch CMT. And so the video's playing, and like, we're all watching it. And of course it's like fucking 10, 11 year old boys. Like they show the kid with the mental situation, and like there are kids who are laughing, and I'm just confused because I just don't know, like, why is he showing us this? And then out loud, unknowingly, I just said, I didn't know Clark was retarded. Clark was the camp counselor talking about the video, and I got in so much fucking trouble. And like I got pulled out, and they were telling
me, so
like,
just escaped your lips.
Yeah, just like oh, I didn't know Clark was retarded. Like it just got out, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I
good
didn't
for
know
him.
That. Yeah, so, like Clark. I was just,
wait,
I was like,
were
oh,
you not aware of the
I,
concept
Tristan,
of the music of a Tristan, music video?
I was, but I couldn't understand why someone who wasn't like that would draw inspiration from it.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were thinking that it was like a documentary or something.
No. Oh my God. That was, I was ignorant, not stupid. Like, I didn't think he got his face fixed. That's terrible. That's bad.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't think that Clark got his face fixed and he was showing us his audition tape. I didn't think he was showing us that. But yeah, I got pulled, like they grabbed my arm and like pulled me across the row and like took me outside. And it was like a cabin that had like, it just had like a bug tent for the most part, like a bug screen around the outside of it. Cause it was like kind of like an auditorium. So like everyone was watching me get like questioned, like, how could you say that? Why could you say that? And I was like, I didn't know he was retarded. I just doubled down. I was like, I didn't know Clark was retarded. I didn't know because up until that point, I had tried so many ways to get thrown out of camp, which I don't want to talk about because I don't want to ruin the project. But like, I tried everything. And like, anytime I got in trouble, I was like, okay, cool. They'll send me home if I do this. So once I realized I was in trouble, I was like, no, I think it's great. He's retarded. Look how far he's come. Like, I just wouldn't stop going.
I didn't know he was fucking retarded.
Yeah. I just wouldn't stop going. And they're like, you need to apologize to him. I was like, I'm not going to apologize for being retarded. That seems rude. And like, it just, I wouldn't let it go. And then finally they were like, go back to the cabin. And I was like, okay.
You go back to the kid.
Yeah, I was like, gladly. And so, like, to kind of like, they so
you
asked
have
me,
a special relationship with the music
yeah.
videos.
And then when I was just sitting in the cabin, like, sitting with, like, listening to my Discman, as I would at the time, and people were coming in, like, would you get in trouble for it? And I was like, apparently, I outed Clark as being a retarded person. I stole his thunder.
He's real sensitive about it.
Yeah, I was like, he's real mad now that everyone knows he's retarded. I was 11.
Patrick.
No, hold on.
What?
I was probably 12. 11 or 12, because I remember listening to
Korn's. He probably had like a Down syndrome son or something. A son with like Down syndrome or something.
No, the counselors were like 20 years old. They didn't have kids.
Okay. I was like, you probably, or maybe he has a brother or something. And you just traipsed in, guns blazing.
No. He traipsed in. I was already sitting there. He came in with
y'all are all retarded. I'm sorry, guys. How was I to know?
I didn't know all the counselors here at Down Syndrome. That explained a lot.
I didn't know all y'all were retarded. Look how far you've come.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
You're
yeah,
doing
that,
great.
That camp is... My mom works there now. How crazy is that?
That's retarded.
Shut up. My mom works there now. That's so nuts. I was like, after all the letters I sent you and all the horror stories I told you about how dumb it is, you
what
fucking
camp?
Work there. I she's asked me not to...
Is your mom a Christ a girl for Christ?
No. I think she's culturally religious and that like it was a part of her upbringing. She's aware of it and like clings to it as like a I hope so. Sounds nice, but I don't think she's like a true believer by any stretch. I don't think my dad's culturally Catholic. I know that.
I'm a believer
in that he's a horrific person, but at the pearly gates, he's made peace with it. He gets to go, I'm sorry, and get into heaven.
Yeah. You just got to say sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to say whoops a day.
What's sorry. The. What's the saying? Everyone, nobody, there's no atheist in the trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh. I thought you were saying what's the Saint Anger?
Saint Anger. Saint Anger.
I don't think belief is a choice. I don't know if we've talked about this.
Guys,
I don't think it's a decision.
We should watch the Metallica some
you
kind
think it's
of forced? Anger documentary.
No. Here. I just don't. I think some people are wired to believe and some people aren't. I don't think you get to pick.
I mean, yeah, there's dumb people everywhere. Hey guys, we're having a good time. That was mean.
I don't think you get to choose. I think you're predisposed to believe or not believe. I think some people
I just think that some people aren't and some people are dumb. That's all.
No, I think there's people who have like a near death experience or have a thing that happens that they're just kind of like, oh, that's my sign that there's something else or there's something in charge here, like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure there's some gray area.
Yeah,
but I think for the most part I think people are kind of split into two camps. I don't think you get to pick. I wish it was the case. I've tried and tried and tried and tried.
I don't know enough about it, nor do I have enough experience with that. I know a lot
about it.
I only know it from a historical point of view of like, that's the thing people believe, and I don't really get it.
The more you learn, the harder it gets. Oh, I never said I was smart. I said I was educated.
Yeah, I'm intelligent. I'm not smart. There's a difference. You don't think so, Tristan? Let's have a philosophical argument. Let's fuck some kids' knees and let's talk about it.
Do you know the difference between knowledge and wisdom?
I know.
I love this joke.
Say it.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, and wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. It's cute, isn't it?
That's very funny.
That's the little joke they use whenever they're trying to explain like the difference between intelligence and wisdom in Dungeons and Dragons.
I heard somebody made a similar thing about conspiracy theory, which you just said, Nick, is some people will say the glass is half empty. Some people will say the glass is half full. A conspiracy theorist wants to know who stole the water.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, my slosh mouth has kind of gone away. So
hey, show me your tongue.
Hey, did you kick up your vitamins? I hate that you remembered to do that.
I have to look up and stick my tongue up.
Here's a. No, I can't say
what. It. What is it mean, Patrick? Is it
no,
mean?
No, it's not.
Mean?
It is, but it makes no fucking sense to anything we've ever covered in the show, and it's an inside joke between me and the guy who earlier I also said likes to hear chicks choke on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it would make no sense to say it, so I'm not gonna bring it in.
That's always stopped us. You're right.
Okay. Tristan, you look like you're biting your lips and looking at Jesus. Yeah.
All right. That's a sexual thing. I'm taking it.
Yeah, it is, but like it's not. He was making fun of this girl who claimed she was saving her vagina. Like she was butt fucking, but she was saving her vagina for the Lord.
Oh.
He said, you can do whatever you want when you're biting your lip and looking at Jesus. That's between you and him. And I thought that was so funny.
Dude, that's funny. That's a funny thing to say.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we're having a good time.
My hymen belongs to Jesus.
My hymen, but not my
hymen. Oh, your butt hymen.
Do you guys know about the butt clit?
But not your prostate?
Yeah.
No.
My friend Chase thinks that you can develop a butt clit. You want to hear his reasoning?
Has he tried to develop a butt clit?
The question never got asked. He was under the idea that because of the friction of a dick going in and out of a butt, that eventually the glands around the butt would swell up and become pleasurable in the same way that some people develop ways they like to be pinched or flogged during sex because they get it enough and they attribute the feelings to that it could happen. So he thought that it was possible for someone to develop a butt clit if they were penetrated enough because of the friction.
I mean, I believe that I'm sure that if people have anal sex more, they probably find it more pleasurable than people who've only done it a couple times, maybe.
Well, Chase, let's find out the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Put your money where your mouth is.
Your down mouth.
Oh, your out mouth.
So wait, I'm surprised you never followed up and asked him how he was testing this. Surprised you never asked him how he was testing this.
I didn't want to. I couldn't tell. It was one of those scenarios where I was like, is he confiding in me that he's had gay sex or he's a homosexual, and I don't want to like dig into it in front of people and like that be the thing, because it was such a throwaway thing.
Sounds like he's already digging into it. You know what I'm saying? Dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Nick.
You know what I'm saying?
Nick, you know what we're doing right now, me and Tristan?
What?
We're standing outside of you because you're on fire.
Thank you. I slept last night.
That's nice.
I feel
good. Did you not sleep, Tristan?
I slept. Did you not sleep?
Ah, dog, I don't sleep no more. I'm done with it. I'm actively trying not to sleep.
Why?
Why? Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what I can do.
I'll tell you what happens.
Oh, I know what happens. I've never hallucinated. I'm trying to hallucinate.
Then take Ambien and hallucinate.
No. I can't take Ambien with my night terrors. I'll end up outside.
Take drugs.
I'll end up lying around in the woods.
Just take some drugs.
Emily's trying to get me to take CBD gummies, which I think is so interesting that she's doing them now. And she's trying to talk to me about cool things to do to make life funner. And I'm like, I think I know how to make life more fun. I'm the guy you took the hydrocodone away from.
Maybe I should take some of that tonight. I've got that CBD stuff also. It's not a gummy. It's a syrup.
A tincture?
Yeah, just what I got for my Christmas present from Jake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not to be a Debbie Duty, but you might want to take a look at your interactions with your medications. I don't know what you're on, Tristan, but some of them, it can fuck it up.
Make them more awesome?
No.
Like, I can't take I shouldn't take hydrocodone with trazodone because it fucks it up real hard.
I get nervous about looking at certain drug interactions, and just because sometimes there will just be propaganda in there also. Like, no one's going to ever recommend like cannabis because it's illegal, and even it makes me worry that like even
optometrists will.
I mean, that's fair, but like
I don't know if you do. You take this one, Tristan? I just texted you.
Oh, that was you
trying to keep it secret? I can't know what it is.
No.
Okay. All right. That's the one that I'm on that I'm aware of, and I had to quit taking it because I started to get really nervous and sad.
It competes with it?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I want to get them high now. I want to get them high.
Kind of. Like how fluoride competes with calcium.
No, I mean, I've only taken it twice. I keep forgetting that it's in this little drawer over here next to me.
Shh, don't tell anyone. What if a drug dealer comes by? Don't say that.
What if a
got a lot of drug dealers who listen to the show.
What if a drug dealer comes and listens to that? Then I'm sure that they would want to sell me something.
You looking to buy?
Did he? What is that? What did you say it was? I wasn't listening.
THC infused syrup.
That's cool. That's fine.
That's not CBD. That's like actual shit, Tristan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you said that CBD. Gush. CBD's.
I don't know what these things are, man.
So CBD is the cannabinoid, right, Nick? It's like a part of it, but not really it, and doesn't really have THC, and it has the other thing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are like a lot of different compounds. The one that primarily gets you high is Delta 9 THC.
Oh, sticky.
That's sticky icky. Nick is still in my phone book as Nicky Sticky Icky.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit in here. I don't even know all these and how to say them.
Well, Emily takes these gummies I read the ingredients and like the percentages, and I was like, this is mostly lion's mane, but lion's mane and like a couple other mushrooms, and then like a little bit of CBD, which is fine because she's a lightweight with everything. So
I like how you're just shaking your head like you're disappointed.
Well, I mean, I've seen her finish a whole alcohol beverage one fucking time, and it was bad fucking news.
You saw her finish a whole what?
I've seen her finish an entire alcoholic beverage like one time. And she was just like tore up. Toe up from the flow up, dude.
I mean, she's a tiny girl.
She got hungover as fuck.
From one?
It was some, Nick was there. We went to fucking TGI Fridays. It was some like fruity drink. Oh. And we both had a swig and we're like, you need to be careful with that. And then
fine.
Well, it wasn't like that. She goes, no, I'll be fine. It wasn't anything like that. She's like, I'll be fine. And then like we got home like a couple hours later. She's like, am I hungover? And I was like, it's fucking possible. Like, you didn't drink anything but that drink. She did get also super accidentally drunk at Crazy Fest. We ate at the lobby of the hotel, and she got this drink called something Shipwrecked or whatever, and she drank it. And like, we could smell it across, me and Drew could smell it across the table. And I was like, Emily, that is a color that doesn't occur naturally in nature. Please don't drink all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she drank it. And like about 3/4 of the way through it, her mom called her and they were talking on the phone. And like, she started slurring her speech and me and Drew were dying. She's like, yeah, we made it. We're in a little, we made it. Ryan's right here. Do you want to talk to me? Like, it was one of those kind of talks. And we were just like, how?
Yeah.
Last time we went to dinner with my family, Tressa ordered your bluest drink, please. That made me laugh.
Emily's was like one of those weird drinks where like it starts out at the top like yellow and then it's blue at the bottom, and in the middle it's like a weird green. But by the time you're done drinking it, it just looks like snow cone water. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best water.
Like just a weird
brown.
Yeah, weird gray brown.
Mm. It's good for a while though.
I love snow cones. I love snow cones, y'all.
I hate them.
Oh, maybe that snow cone driver will come back around again this year.
Emily Snowballs.
What? That's something you have to talk to Patrick about.
No, there's a snow cone place in Bowling Green called Emily Snowballs.
Yeah, it's like it's a cone truck, and they had one called Silver Fox, and it's like, it sounds crazy, but it's super good. It's like almond flavored.
I can see that.
Cherry almond flavored. It's awesome.
All I'm hearing is innuendo from these Emily Snowballs.
Well, that's funny. It's a food truck, and I got it out of you window.
Peach Bussy.
That's not even innuendo. That's just
what?
That's like, cherry bussy.
That's not even an innuendo. That's what you'd be like, and this one's called blowjob soup.
Silver Fox is not really innuendo either.
This is blowjob soup, and according to the flavor, it's dick, skin, and cum. So
this one's called butt nut.
It's just a chocolate flavor. It's got whipped cream on top, but it's ice. It's called butt nut.
This is
dirty stokos.
Pink sock.
This one's it's passion fruit, and we punch it before we give it to you.
And this was just mashed assholes.
I think that's a good note. I feel like this episode has reached its natural conclusion.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. I gotta shower and then go to Emily's place.
I'm going to wish me luck. I'm going to the flea market tomorrow.
Oh fuck, that's, yeah, awesome. Dude, you gonna get a knife?
I might get like a get a knife with a big Confederate flag on it or something.
I mean, you don't have
it's
so crazy how north you guys
get
are.
Get a t-shirt with a big Confederate flag on it. I mean,
you gotta get one of those shirts that I got for Drew and Spencer that said Coon Hunter by choice, Southern by the grace of God. Remember those, Nick? When I me and Nick went to the flea market in Bowling Green, and he had those shirts, and I was like, I bet I could buy those. And I bet Spencer and Drew wouldn't wear them. So I was like, hey, can I get one of those in a large and a medium? And he goes, only got extra large. And Nick goes, of course.
No, because it means that all of the smalls and mediums.
That is not what it means.
they've already run through them.
And then remember, Nick, that he was selling, that guy at the other table had that Ibanez. It was an Ibanez guitar, but the I was an E, and it looked just like an Ibanez guitar. No, it's an Ibanez.
It's a knock on.
Do you guys have any Flinders or Gobsons?
I'm going to the one in Louisville with a group of people, Jake and Jasmine and Mary. Oh,
that's awesome.
So
is that flea market going to have a Grinch year round? Does that flea market have a Grinch year round?
A Grinch? I don't get it.
Yeah, Bowling Greens has a Grinch.
Yeah, guy who dresses like the Grinch and sits across from the fried Oreo stand, and he sits there in his chair all year around.
I guess I only went there to Bowling Green like a couple times, so I don't remember this.
Oh, you'd remember.
It's really funny though. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm gonna get. It's just I wanted to hang out with people.
Well, if you see anything crazy that it's like super team and it's like Spider-Man, but it's like bug guy, let me know. I might cash app you some money. Be like, hey, give me that.
Do you remember what you said eating fried Oreo was like?
No.
You told me you were eating it and we both agreed it was good. You paused and you said, I think this is what having sex with someone you're related to is like.
Because it's good, but it should be bad.
It's good and you're familiar with it, but like you shouldn't be enjoying it as much as you are.
That was really funny.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on fried treats that day. Because I think we were with Jesse, and Jesse bought them for us, as is his want to do.
Yeah, we're curious to see what kind of
there's gonna be so much Trump shit there, dude.
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean,
there's gonna be crazy QAnon stuff.
You want me to take pictures of that too?
No, because we'll be sending them over text messages, and our text messages aren't encrypted because they won't let them be, and then we'll just start getting QAnon stuff in our feeds. More so than I already did.
Jesus.
I have interests that are a bit askew.
So you
been reading up on gematria?
You're
talking about fake number science?
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Semitic number science?
All number science is fake.
Yeah. Gematria is essentially people treating anything like they have a secret decoder ring specifically for that, and decipher sayings and what they're really saying. It's the internet's version of playing the record backwards. You're hearing it, but like, do you really hear what he's saying?
It's from Kabbalah. It's from Western esotericism. They're doing magic. It is magic.
But it's not, though.
But they're Christians.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nick, you spent the first half of the episode
digging your nose.
Fluffing your hair up. And then the second half of the episode, smashing it down.
And all moments in between that were shoving that same hand all up in your nose. Now you got.
I wasn't picking my nose.
You're full of fucking shit.
Was I?
Yes.
Was I?
Nick, you spend so much of this show picking your nose, which is fine. I do too.
Although we didn't even technically start recording because Nick didn't leave a single time.
I left for him.
He sends you a message.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here, you ugly. Ew, Nick. No.
Does this look cool?
No.
Do you guys think I'm cool?
I mean, I do, but like, that's not. I feel like this is one of those moments where it's just kind of like, hey, man, as your boy, but mostly as your friend, nah. What do they say in the streets? That ain't it, kid.
That ain't it, chief.
That ain't it, bro.
Bruh.
I don't know where it's going.
Your hair? It's going away.
Why
man.
Is it going away from me?
Ask your mom's dad.
Is it
falling are you away from it? Me? Huh?
Are you losing it?
Yeah, I'm losing it. Look, hold on. You see it?
I mean, I see your hair.
I got a cup holder.
Oh, you raise it up. Raise it up.
Your head.
Now talk.
I don't. Because
it's
there. It is.
Oh, there it is. I saw
it.
We
saw it.
Could you see it? Yeah.
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 You freaking out about it, or do you come to terms with it?
A little bit.
Just
depends
go ahead and
on
shave
the
it.
Day. Yeah, man, it's symbolic.
Huh? Of what?
Aging.
And
neck skin.
I mean, it's not really symbolic.
Cutting myself just, and not knowing why.
It's not really symbolic if it's just literally what's happening.
You're ugly.
No, I remember when I was a kid, my dad would be bleeding and I'd be like, how'd you cut yourself? And he'd be like, I don't know. And I remember thinking, that's insane. And now I'm constantly cutting myself, and I have no idea what I did.
We talk about it. It's kind of a joke, but it's also kind of true. Why do I take so many baths? I got to find out where these new cuts are.
I'm bleeding now.
Yeah, because your skin gets paper thin as you get old.
You got to moisturize.
I do.
With what?
You got to moisturize.
Moisture.
No, I got damn it. You beat me to it.
I use, is it CeraVe? What's the real thick CeraVe. Stuff for people with
CeraVe.
People with bad skin?
Okay, first off, I use it and I don't have bad skin.
What's people the, shit, you know, gray like skin. Eczema.
Oh, no, though that's a different type of, CeraVe is a company, but they do make a eczema lotion. I take one that is a skin renewer because I have.
No, I'm talking about that thick shit.
I've got precancerous shit on my face.
Okay, well, there he goes. He did go. He did leave.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
No, Eucerin.
That's different.
It's no, super thick.
Yeah, that's for bitch disease.
It's like glue.
So it's like a really thick moisturizer, I guess.
It's a goop, dude.
So thick.
Yeah.
Eucerin, do they make Aquaphor, or is Aquaphor a company?
I think they might make Aquaphor.
I remember when I was a kid making fun of my mom for having old person hands. And she would have only been in her 30s at the time.
Daddy's hands were always.
She was like, she recognized it as a joke, but she was also defensive because she was like, I don't have old people hands. And it's like, now I'm definitely
these
seeing
are old people hands.
Definitely seeing the old people hands.
Daddy's hands were and soft and steel when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I done wrong. There was always love in daddy's hands.
I hate that song.
I want to fuck my daddy.
I want to put my titties in daddy's hands. Daddy's hands can snap my bra off using one hand. Daddy's hand.
I got to go.
Nipples soft and good.
I have to clean.
Daddy's hands always had me running down them. You guys, I am gross.
Knight Riders and Boogum Boys unite and witness us. Born ugly, raised stupid, we give you
permission.
10 years of casting, dreaming about detectives, learning about our bodies with everyone, answering bad questions, giving worse advice, talking shit about shit that everyone likes, 'cause we